And Israel says rockets have been fired from southern Lebanon. Let's go to Hoda Abdelhamid, who is in East Jerusalem for us. What more do we know about these rockets?
Well, we're not getting very much detail from the Israeli army. What we do know is that rockets were fired from southern Israel into from southern Lebanon, rather, into northern Israel. It happened quite quickly in a short span of time, in about 10 minutes. We also do know that some of those rockets were intercepted by the Iron Dome air defense system that Israel possesses. And we also know, and that's coming out from the actually Lebanese state agency, that Israel has retaliated using artillery fire into southern Israel. We don't have more details than that, but we haven't heard any reports of casualties. We've been also monitoring the Israeli media that has been rolling on this news for the past hour or so. What they are waiting for is to hear from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He is supposed to convene with his security cabinet in the coming hours. This would be the first time he actually convenes with the security cabinet since February. He will have to sit at the table with his defense minister, with whom he has a very bad relationship at the moment. And maybe after that, we'll hear a more complete statement about maybe what Israel is planning to do in the coming hours or in the coming days. But at the moment, it appears that the situation along that border is calm, and we haven't heard any more reports of any kind of fire in either direction.
Hoda, I'll just mention a wire that's just flashed, and it says that Israeli defense officials say that the military is still assessing the situation after those rocket strikes from Lebanon. So, yeah, pretty much status quo for the time being. We've also had tensions rising in occupied East Jerusalem as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's been actual tensions are rising in that focal point, which is the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, and actually inside that mosque for two early mornings in a row, the Israeli army has actually stormed into the mosque, trying to remove worshippers from inside that mosque, using quite heavy-handed ways, using stun grenades, tear gas, rubber-tipped bullets. So all sorts of things. And those pictures had gone absolutely viral and have infuriated Palestinians even more, because you have to remember that tensions are always simmering in occupied East Jerusalem because of many reasons, house demolition, house evictions, all sorts of constraints the Palestinians are living under on a daily basis. But during this month, during Ramadan, this is a time where people go to the mosque, where people stay in the mosque. The Israeli army stormed pre-dawn twice, 2 days in a row, evicting those people, also hitting and slapping while escorting Palestinian women and children out of the complex. Certainly that has created a lot of tension, has infuriated Palestinians in Gaza, has infuriated Palestinians living across the border in Lebanon, and has infuriated also many Muslims around the world. So all this comes together really at a time of extreme tension that could really erupt in any direction. This is how things happen here. And it puts Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu under a lot of pressure, especially that he has his own domestic issues at the moment.
OK, thank you for that update. Hoda Abdelhamid, therefore, in East Jerusalem. We will indeed keep across the story for you. If there are any more developments, we will bring them to you.